On State Highway 95, midway between Blanding and Hanksville, literally the middle of nowhere, there's a big sign that welcomes drivers to the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area.
Behind it sits Utah's newest national monument, though you wouldn't know it. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley paid a visit to Bears Ears and has this in-depth report.
If you want to know when you're in Bears Ears, you'd better bring a good map.
We don't have a plan to put a sign up immediately.
Gary Torres, acting associate director of the BLM Utah office, says they have higher priorities right now. His agency and the Forest Service face the task of together crafting a management plan for the huge new monument, covering about a quarter of San Juan County. They have to weigh input from the White House, tribal representatives, and locals.
We don't really know how this will exactly fall out yet.
Manti LaSalle National Forest Supervisor Mark Pentecost says hikers, hunters, ranchers, and others are all trying to figure out right now what the monument means for them. Some activities are not going away.
Grazing, hunting, and fishing, there probably will not be a significant change in that, if any. Timber management will continue. Firewood gathering will continue in certain areas.
But oil and gas development is off the table. The agencies also have to figure out which, if any, trails or roads to close. Randy Pixler runs Black Timber Outfitters, a hunting guide service focused on areas in and around Bears Ears.
There are monuments that you, for all intents and purposes, can't step off the beaten path.
And Pixler says that would destroy his business. The federal agencies both insist no changes will be made without ample opportunity for public input.
There are people that care about the lands and want to be involved and want to have a meaningful dialogue with us.
But Pixler is not convinced.
This monument wasn't supposed to happen without public input. I feel like the input that was given, especially at a local level, wasn't even remotely listened to. So how should I expect any different?
Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
One of the things that's interesting is that Congressman Chaffetz made a demand for an answer to questions from the Secretary of the Interior and gave the Secretary until today to answer those questions. If those answers don't come, subpoenas will follow. But the secretary is only the secretary until the 20th.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
So I'm not sure what will...
What can happen in that amount of time?
You've
got, 2 weeks, before... It's 2 weeks from today is inauguration day.
Right.